What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Peace of My Mind, the podcast where sometimes people try to expose me and it just, I don't think it works out how it was expected. But today I've got Lewis on the podcast. We also brought Sabrina as a third party neutral. So you'll hear that. Actually, you'll see right here, they're already in the call. I'm about to hop in. But we're about to just have a whole conversation. Lewis is trying to, you'll just listen, just enjoy this podcast.
Hi.
What up?
This feeling very funny.
There you go. Breaking the tension with a solid joke. All right, we like it.
That's hilarious. I don't. This is really awkward. I don't like this.
Why would it be awkward?
Nah, if it shouldn't be awkward.
Yeah, there's nothing awkward to.
We're all adults, so it's fine.
I'm not an adult. I'm 16.
It's been said.
Close enough.
But not really an adult.
Yeah, but close.
This is just awkward because of just what's been going on for the past about a week.
What if you know? You can go ahead and explain all that, though.
Okay. I'm not good at explaining. My explanation is literally just like me and Bailey don't like each other. Or like me and Bailey have beef at the moment.
It was a one-sided beef. You made beef out of nothing. There was no beef. You just formulated this thought in your head that there was beef. And then it turned into this whole thing where you started subtweeting. You started saying things without first asking me. You would talk to other people.
Can I just say, wait, hold on. I just want to say, you said I stole your Twitter name, right?
You stole the dash and then the addition version. It was strictly something that I had, and then I noticed that you didn't have, and then all of a sudden you did have it.
But then you do realize you're not the only person who does that, right?
I am fully aware. It just is convenient that you just happened to after being in the community.
Okay, whatever you say. But then, if I stole your Twitter name, surely Patrick stole your podcast name, right?
Yeah, that might be the worst accusation you have. I mean, if you say your podcast name out loud and then also say Patrick's, and then say mine and see
to be fair, you got me there.
So let's say you put them out onto a piece of paper, you wrote all three of them, and you had a random audience of 100 people, circle which two are the closest. What do you think it would circle?
But you can't compare Christmas time to Jolly Boy edition.
I thought we just moved past that. We're on to the next thing.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, no, this is the same thing. The podcast name and the Twitter name is the same little section.
Okay, so for your argument, we'll say yes. So
yes to what?
That they're the same thing. So let's say it just happened that you have the same thing as I have on Twitter. That's one thing. We'll say, okay, that was just a happenstance. The podcast, I don't know how you could get out of that one.
Okay. Well, I don't think you knew, but before I had you on the first one, on the first season, it was called Keep It In Mind, which sounds more similar to Peace of My Mind, right?
No.
Keep It In Mind sounds a lot more similar to Peace of My Mind.
I don't think it... Peace of My Mind is a play on words. And then the mind of mine is also a play on words. I feel like I don't remember what you said the first one. Like it used to be the
Keep It In Mind. It used to be called Keep It In Mind, which was, I'm gonna be honest, was pretty much taken from yours.
I'll be honest. Keep It In Mind is kind of a dope podcast name. I'm not even gonna lie.
But then I changed it back. I changed it to the mind of mine because I didn't want it too similar to yours.
I don't know. There's a lot of people that sent me screenshots. They're like, oh, he changed his name. It looks a lot like yours. And I was like, oh, dang, it does. I never even thought the first one that you had sounded even remotely similar.
Did you not know about the first one?
No.
Okay. That's fair enough. But then how did you know I changed my name? How, How did you know I changed the name in the first place?
Because people sent it over. They were like, oh, look, it changed. That's the only way I knew.
Fair enough. Okay.
To be honest, I don't think it matters if you do have the same name as Bailey, because if you talk to each other and be like, okay, that's fine for me, it's not a problem. So that's solved in my mind.
It's yeah, it's when is, you deny it. That's literally my only argument is denying it. I literally don't care. But it's when you say no,
I'm not denying anything.
Okay.
Yeah, if you talk about it, like I said, I also thought Bailey wouldn't care. If you just talk to him, like say, hey, I have a similar name, is that fine to you? And I'm sure he would have said yes.
Exactly.
But then you said Bailey said a couple days ago that he was weirded out by it. If he was weirded out by it, why didn't he say it? Why didn't he say anything?
Well, if you don't ask him, to be fair.
Bailey. I've definitely mentioned that they sound similar to you, and I'm sure that we could find screenshots. They're somewhere out there. I've definitely said it before.
I'll look through our DMs, but I highly doubt it.
But then I don't understand you thinking that that Patrick's is at all similar.
Patrick's thought bubble. Mind.
Okay, we have right. Sabrina here. When you hear Patrick's thought bubble, do you think, oh, that sounds a little like Peace of My Mind?
To be honest, I don't even know Patrick's, so I don't want to take place here. But like I said, why is it about name? I think it doesn't matter. I've got the same name as somebody else.
Bailey was the first person to mention it. Bailey mentioned it.
Yeah, but to be
honest,
if you do something to me, and I'm not saying something in the first place, but it bothers me at some point, I'm going to mention it. It's a really normal thing. It's just what I said earlier. If you would have asked him, be like, hey, I have a similar name as you do, is that fine to you? Like I said, he would have said yes, but of course he's going to say it at some point. That's fine. It's normal. It's not something that he's upset about. It's just that it bothers him.
But in the podcast we did, which I specifically mentioned the name of the podcast, and you didn't seem to care. So why are you making a point now?
Because I wasn't gonna go on your podcast and be like, "Dang, man, your podcast sounds a lot like mine." I don't know why I would do that to you. That was just being a decent human at that point. I wasn't gonna just call you out on your own podcast.
Okay. Fine then.
So outside of the name stuff, that's not even the whole point. What's the...
All right, so let's go back in October. That message you sent me, if I could find it. Where is it? We all take a deep breath and we all just be friends.
Mm-hmm.
Why send that message when you don't act like that?
When I don't act like what?
A friend.
What is a friend to you? I feel like I do remember you talking about that.
A friendly person, maybe?
I feel like I've been nothing but friendly. And
You feel like that.
I do. I'd like to hear some examples.
Well, for example, this might just be because you're busy. To be fair, you probably are. A lot. But a lot of the time, when I ask you something, English, great language. A lot of the time when I ask you something, you either say you do it and don't do it, or you just ignore me completely.
Like what?
That time I asked you to play Among Us, make an Among Us video with my friend. You said you would do it.
I remember that specific time.
Next day, you didn't do it.
I remember that specific time, and then I remember I asked if I could be in it, and you said that y'all moved it back, and because of the moving back, I wasn't able to be in it. I do remember
Did
that.
Did you move it back?
Yeah.
I have to take place here. You know, Bailey and I, we both got a job, and I know life gets really busy, and I also do the same thing sometimes. I read a message, and I really don't answer it. It's not like I'm ignoring you. It's just because life is really busy.
But then it's almost every single message that I send.
Yeah, but
it's almost
Bailey's
every message.
Also
there's only, there's,
a few of my
listen,
message,
listen, listen,
that's
Sab,
fine.
Listen. There's only slight messages that I send that Bailey just responds to.
It's,
yeah,
well, there's also this
it's a busy life.
There's also the thing that you're 16. It's a little weird for a 24-year-old to be responding all the time and having like carrying on regular conversations with a minor.
Sorry.
So I do try to, keep. I do the same thing to Patrick, and I've told him that like, I'm gonna chill with the chatting all the time. Like it's good to be friendly. It's good to talk to every now and then, but it's. it's just not super appropriate to just always be talking. So I try to keep my distance.
Because you got your own life.
I'm not talking about always talking. I'm talking about just talking sometimes. But you still rarely do that at this point. I think I can imagine maybe twice, three times where we've had a conversation since October.
And I think that that's still probably 200% more than 90% of the Quiet Wave community. And you can probably ask anybody.
I'm sorry, say that again?
The amount of messages that you and I have exchanged is probably 200% more than anybody, or than a great majority of the Quiet Wave community of people.
And 200% of the messages are my messages that I send to you, and you just do not answer.
No, I'm saying the exchanges. So my response, so I'll rephrase it. I'll say I respond 200% more to you than I do to a lot of people.
Okay, but Louis, like I said, you have to understand Bailey has got a job. Life is busy. I know it bothers you. I'm also the kind of person who gets really bothered when somebody doesn't answer. But you also have to remember, he got a job, he got a girlfriend, he got a house, he got a lot of things to do.
That's not the point Bailey's making, Sab.
It is kind of. He's it is busy, kind of, that, so he doesn't have not, time
the
to
point,
answer.
The point he's making is that I'm a minor and he doesn't talk to people who are minors.
I was making both. That was an addition. That was an addition to the point.
That was an addition. That was your main point.
It was not the main point.
No, it wasn't. No.
It was. Then why did you mention it? Why did you mention that all the time then? You didn't mention once about you having a job.
Because
Sabrina already said it also.
The only person who did say that was Sabrina. Okay, here, not I'll you. Say you it. Didn't say anything about
I'll
it.
I'll say it. I have a job. I work about 16 hours a day. It's really hard for me to.
You can't just say that now. You can't just say that
because
now.
Because I didn't.
Let's change that.
All right, you can.
Let's change my point.
Okay, Louis, but he doesn't have to say that thing. It's just something you have to.
I also didn't change my point. I agreed to Sabrina's point.
Louis, calm down.
I agreed to Sabrina's statement that I have a job, I have a girlfriend, I'm busy all the time. I agreed to that. And then you changed your point. I didn't change my point.
Yes, you did.
I don't understand. We're recording this right now. This is being recorded and you're saying these things when you know that I literally didn't change my point. I don't understand.
Louis, please listen to me. Even if Bailey didn't say that, you don't even have to say that out loud. It's just a fact. He's 24 years old. Of course, he's really busy. That's something you don't have to say to a person. It's just something that you know. So I don't think he needs to say that thing out loud.
So
you have to understand that.
We can even move past that. If that's the case, what are you gaining from trying to do this big plan that you have to expose me or whatever you're trying to do?
I'm not exposing anyone.
I'm not trying to expose anyone.
I'm just trying to make sure you understand what
that
is.
Then you're doing it very, very poorly.
I don't think you understand what's going on.
I don't. That's exactly why I had this conversation, because I have no idea what's happening.
Actually, I have a question for you. Why did you want to come on here in the first place?
Because you keep.
I didn't even ask you to come on. You literally just DM'd me after, just randomly.
Because you keep posting on your Twitter. You'll say, there was one that you just said that was like, it was like, trigger warning, Bailey Stanfield, do I have to say anything else? No explanation. It just had my name in it. There was no reason. You didn't message me. It didn't even tag me. So you knew that I probably wouldn't see it.
That was a joke. And also I knew you would see it because I knew someone would send it to you.
Nobody sent it to me. I just check your thing to make sure that you didn't like put my phone number, email, or something. The only reason I still check on your Twitter is so that I can see that my information's not out. The strict only reason. I don't care otherwise.
Okay, I hope that's the, not going to happen at any point.
I'm never going to leak your phone number. That's just, I'm not that kind of person, and you should know that.
All right.
I've known you for what, over a year? I'm not that kind of person.
Okay. Heard it here first.
Yeah, you guys heard it here first. I'm not going to leak Bailey's phone number.
All right.
Okay.
There's a verbal shake on it.
Yes.
So instead, I'll leak my phone number. Here we go. 434-78... I'm just kidding. I made that number up.
Yeah, I was going to say that's my phone number.
There's another point. Oh,
my phone number.
So the reason I message you is because you post those tweets. You post on your Instagram story. I don't see your Instagram story, so people do send me that. But it's always little subtweets talking about me. And you bring Maitland in, which I also haven't quite understood. Maitland's done exactly zero, but you bring her in for some reason.
Why did she try and get involved?
What do you mean? You bring her up. What do you mean? Why did she try to get involved?
At midnight, 6 days ago. No, 7 days ago. She messaged me a whole paragraph saying how a tweet was unnecessary. When I think you were even anonymous at this point. At the time of the tweet, you were anonymous at this point.
I was anonymous? How so?
I think so. Well, your name wasn't mentioned. I don't think so, anyway. I might be wrong now.
I don't know. I feel like it was, but that's all right. I don't understand the bringing the girlfriend.
I might also bring your girlfriend into it. She
DM'd me for some reason.
Because she's allowed to. She is. She has experience. She's had experience with it.
So she could come on too if she wanted to.
She can't. She's with her parents. She's busy.
Okay, then maybe we'll do a part two.
And also, I want it to be just me on this side, you on this side, and Sab in the middle. Because I don't want it to be unfair.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, I want to take a side, so.
No, exactly. You're not taking sides, so you're neutral.
Fair enough. But still, the question still is out on why, if the situation was between you and I, why she had to be involved, why Maitland had to be involved.
But why is Maitland involved? Because she messaged me in the first place.
I'm not sure.
She messaged me at midnight. She messaged me at midnight 7 days ago.
Okay, maybe I didn't know that.
Okay, I think Louis sent me a screenshot about that. To be honest, I think it's always difficult whenever there's an argument or a fight, because a fight should be between two people. I also have to say, please, for everybody who's listening to this, please don't take things on the internet, because it's there forever. Please don't do it.
I agree.
But also, like I said, a fight should be between two people and not five people. So
or Twitter.
Why is your community getting involved? Before I say anything, who sent you my initial Instagram story?
I have no reason to tell you.
Okay, yeah, Lewis was right about
why,
that.
What do you mean?
The reason that I got it from them is because I don't have access to see it myself. So it's just like a...
Also, if you put it on the internet, you have to be aware
that it's gonna get spread. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
Do you know how they knew it was you in the first place? Because you were not mentioned. So
you put the famous birthdays thing or whatever with my face on it.
That was on Snapchat. That's totally different.
Okay, then I saw it on Snapchat.
I'm talking about the first. I'm talking about the first ever Snapchat story that I sent. Not Snapchat story, Instagram story that I posted about a week ago.
I don't know, but it was very clearly me. I don't remember what it was. I just remember receiving it from a few people. I didn't even know the situation. I was like, oh, dang, that's me. I wonder what I did.
But then the thing is, how would they know it was you?
All I remember is that it was very clearly me. Maybe it was something you were like, I'm tired of this Quiet Wave community, or you were saying, like, somehow it alluded to where it was.
I never mentioned your community once.
Whatever it was very, very clearly me, and very clearly meant to be known that it was me, so that, without saying names, so that you could say maybe it was for something else, but then it's very clearly.
I never mentioned your community. I never mentioned you. The only thing I mentioned, which may have been targeted towards you, was a message that you sent me, which should have been private.
I don't know what you're referring to. Maybe that's true.
Yeah, but also, Louis, don't get me wrong. Like I said, things shouldn't be on the internet. And it's okay if you post something on the internet, if it's a joke, like, wow, we had a really funny conversation, people should see this because I think it's funny. But if it's about a fight or an argument, don't take it on the internet, because it's like you're trying to get people on your side, and that's not fair.
Have you ever been on YouTube, Sav? Just, I want you to just take a minute. Go on Drama Alert.
Yeah, but you're not famous, don't get me wrong. So this isn't a big fight who gets a lot of people to watch it.
And also, Drama Alert does it for attention, and he's admitted it. That's like, that's his thing. And don't get me wrong, I also watch Drama Alert. I think it's super entertaining, but the point of it is to draw a buzz.
I think the point of Drama Alert is to make awareness of the people who are fighting in the first place.
It's for attention. That's what it is. Yeah. It's called Drama Alert. It says it in the title.
All right, so that's saying Scarce does his thing for attention then.
I haven't seen Scarce in a very long, since 2010.
So why is this about YouTube?
I see what he's doing. He's trying to make a parallel, but I don't know if that's the move. All I'm saying is I don't understand what the big, like, it seemed like it was just one day, maybe something happened and then it just turned, or maybe it was a premeditated, it had been talked about for a while and then it just needed to be said somewhere. But I was never involved in the release of this tension or whatever.
It's not attention.
The what is it? Disagreement? It's awareness? Awareness of what?
Me. Of you.
Of me. How so?
Just letting people know that you're a fake brand.
That I'm a hate brand?
A fake, no,
fake brand. How am I a fake brand?
Because you don't act like a real friend.
Oh, fake brand or fake friend?
Fake friend. Fake friend. I don't know how you could be a fake brand.
Yeah, I didn't know the...
This conversation, Bailey said you were 16. At some point, he's right. I'm sorry, but at some point, he's right. That's just the same thing if we would talk every day. That's just a little weird. It is. I'm sorry, but it is. And that's just what...
Sab, you can't give me that because we used to talk every day anyway. Me, in the WhatsApp group chat, we spoke every day.
A group chat is very different.
We spoke privately a lot as well.
Yeah, we
but
did.
But I'm just saying the group chat is every day.
Breaks.
A group chat's different because there's people all around. It's not, you're not trying to corner a child, essentially. It's with a group chat, there's multiple people so that you have, fair, I don't know. There's multiple people in it. It's not just a one-on-one.
Yeah. I do have to agree with Lewis. We talked a lot for a while, but then there are days we don't...
You agree with me, and it was your point in the first place.
Yeah, but I'm not saying we're doing this now. It was wild, that was fine, but I also took a place where I was like, okay, that's weird. I don't say okay, you're weird, just... I'm also 24. If I talk to a 16-year-old, every day, that's just... I also have my life, my friends.
I don't.
Which get me better than you do. I'm sorry to say that, but I hope you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But it just doesn't make sense to me.
Will in a few years, trust me.
Yeah, so next point. I don't have one, but
moving on.
the idea of the Quiet Wave stuff is that it's always been, it literally from the beginning, you can ask anybody, the whole point of Quiet Wave is that I wanted to build a place where people can meet people, and it's worked, but the goal is to not need me in it. And we've gone through roller coasters of people will join and leave and join and leave, but the people that have stayed around have been the ones that have proved to enjoy each other's company and not need me there.
Okay. But you say that, but Patrick, I know for a fact Patrick needs you. Because he has said that to me privately a lot.
But maybe what he means is that he needs the community. I don't, that, Patrick isn't the part of this conversation.
I'm bringing him a part of this conversation. Patrick said, I'm not bringing him in. He's a part of this conversation because I'm mentioning him. Am I not allowed to mention him?
I would also venture to say that Patrick has multiple friends like Daniel and Metronome, and he'll talk to people through there.
I think it's hard to talk about somebody who isn't.
Yeah, it's not fair for him to defend himself.
To defend himself, correct.
Which is why I wanted this meeting, because you were posting a lot of stuff that was not giving me an opportunity to defend myself. So I figured...
Why didn't you defend yourself then? Just message me. If you want to defend yourself, just message me.
I would, and you just wouldn't listen. So I figured, let's just have a conversation where we can talk.
What do you mean I wouldn't listen?
I would delete them because I didn't like getting the notification. So I would just swipe it because you kept saying the same thing over and over again. So I was like, all right, eventually we'll just talk it out. So then that's what we're doing right now. But I was like, hey man, I don't understand what's going on. It's like, of course you don't. You don't understand anything. And then you would say the same thing over and over again. And I didn't know where to go. So I was like, all right. I'll just wait. I'll wait it out.
Yeah, that's
the only reason I keep repeating myself is because you don't answer the point. You don't answer the point I'm trying to
make. So here's your perfect chance. Ask what you want to ask right now.
Okay, what did I falsely accuse you of?
I don't even remember anymore. Oof. Oh, it was the friend thing. You said that I was being a bad friend. That's literally what we've been talking about. You said you were being a bad friend. I said, I don't know how. Oh, it was specifically, it was a tweet. Either a tweet or the Instagram story, but you said something about he's being a big fake friend. I don't remember what it was. And then I'm sure I said something in a DM to somebody else. And I was like, I don't understand how I'm being a fake friend. And then you said, how do you think I'm being falsely? I don't know. I don't remember how it happened. I just know that you kept saying I was being a fake friend. I don't understand what that means.
Why are both you and Maitland why did both you and Maitland just ignore that point?
Because I kept trying to answer it, and then it just wasn't the right answer for you.
You didn't answer it.
Yeah, because...
You didn't answer it. You know, neither of you answer it. I've got a message right here from Maitland. For Maitland, sent Wednesday at 12:06 a.m. Who did I falsely accuse? No answer. I got a message at 12:14. Didn't answer the question. I asked it again, 12:14. And Maitland answered you. Maitland answered that I falsely accused you. And then I asked how I falsely accused you. Still got no answer.
I have been telling her to just ignore everything, so that's probably a good explanation for that. Because like I said in this...
And she messaged me again, but then she messaged me again later on.
And said...
Still didn't answer that question. It was a couple line paragraph. I'm not going to read it out.
So
yeah, but that's what I said earlier, Lewis. It's not Maitland who should take place for Bailey. She shouldn't.
Exactly.
Well, then you can't say exactly when you were asking her the same question. I don't.
Yeah.
You're trying to instigate.
She's the one that messaged me in the first place. She's the one that messaged me.
Just defending me.
Yeah. And then, why is she defending you? You can defend yourself if you really want to.
Yeah, but that's what just partners do most of the time. I'm sorry to say that, but that's how a relationship works. I'm on your side. Like I said, a fight should be between two people, a fight, an argument, a disagreement. But on the other side, they're dating. It's also a normal thing. But I do understand your side, but I also have to say,
you're contradicting yourself in the same statement.
I don't think she is.
No, I'm not.
A fight should be between two people. Yeah, she can get involved if she wants.
If they're both dating, it's always complicated if a couple is dating and you're also trying to attack my boyfriend, and I will probably also say something.
Well, are we going to talk about Tyler now? Yeah.
I don't think we need to bring up anything else.
I just wanted to make fun of Sab.
Let's return to what we were talking about.
Thanks.
I didn't even remember.
So let's reverse this, and I can't even think of how it would be reversed. So let's say I was attacking you. Do you think that your girlfriend would also try to defend you?
I don't know. I would probably tell her not to, because it's between me and you. I can't control her. Like Ashton says, she controls me.
But you can't control her. That's literally what Sabrina said.
And she can't control me. That's
exactly what Sabrina said.
So why is Ashton saying that she can control me when she isn't controlling me?
So we'll stop at that part. I was just saying that you can't control her, like you said. I can't control Maitland. Maitland can say what she wants. And she chose to say whatever, but that's my point that I'm trying to get across. That Sabrina is not contradicting herself. She's just saying exactly that.
Thank you.
If a fight should be between two people, other people shouldn't get involved.
Right.
So why is Maitland trying to get involved?
The exact so this Lewis, you're please. Just not getting the point. If I was attacking you, it should be between you and I. But do you let's say I was attacking some other person. Just for whatever reason, right. I didn't like the way that they made my pizza rolls. I said, "Hey, I really hate the way that you make pizza rolls."
That's a great example.
And then do you think that at some point, just because of like really the ridiculousness of the situation, that their significant other would be like, "Hey, don't mess with him. He made me some pretty good pizza rolls." And I'd be like, "Okay, this isn't your fight." That's how I would I would respond with, "Hey, this isn't your fight. I'll keep it between us." That in this situation, I'm you. You should have been, "Maitland, this isn't your fight." And then just you end it. That's it. So you were the instigator.
I did. I asked why she was getting involved.
And he said, "How did I get falsely accused?"
Listen. I asked. I've got this exact message. "Okay, so why are you getting involved?" Sent at 12 a.m. on Wednesday. All I got was a thumbs up. Didn't get an answer, just a thumbs up. And then I asked the, "How am I falsely accusing you?" "Oh, who am I falsely accusing?"
So that would be you instigating. Let's all say it together. 3, 2, 1. Instigating. Oh, just me. So I feel like...
Sorry.
I feel like this point isn't getting anywhere. But it also sounds like we agree that an argument should be between two people.
Okay, let me just say my answer. Lewis, at some point, Bailey is right. It's not getting anywhere because we are always talking about the same thing. We are always trying to explain something to you. You are always trying to explain your side, which is fine. But we also have to find the middle, which is fine for Bailey, which is fine for you, and not constantly arguing about the same thing. Because it's not getting anywhere.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
We're hitting a wall. Like if we were standing on a scale, yeah, and 10 is both of us understanding the argument, and a 0 is nothing, we're stuck at like a 5, and we're not going to get past a 5. The argument isn't going anywhere. It's not progressing. Oh, he muted.
Maybe that's also something where I have to say, maybe that's also a problem because of the age. Lewis needs a lot of time to understand the way we do. So, yeah, I remember when I was 16, I had the same problem. So maybe that's also his problem. Like, he tries to understand your side, but it's just... There's no chance for him to say, "Yeah, you're right."
Maybe I was wrong. When I was 16, I think I was playing baseball. My biggest concern was what college I was going to go to.
Back then, I was already working.
I did have a job. I was working at a country club.
Ooh.
And I had just gone to a new public school. I don't know. I don't know.
Yes, some people are different. You know, some people are with 16 very mature, which is fine, and some people are just taking a little more time. Please don't get this wrong, Lewis. I'm not saying you're immature. I'm just saying for you, it's a little hard to understand Bailey's side.
It's hard for him to understand my side as well. It's the same thing.
To be honest, the way I've heard it, he understands your side, but he doesn't understand what's your point, because at the moment, I also have to agree, at the moment it sounds for me like your point is like, "Oh, you're being a fake friend." And that's it.
And then I'm just over here trying to wonder what that means.
Yeah, maybe if you explain yourself a little better, Lewis, maybe it solves everything.
I'm shit explaining.
That's okay. That's why we wanted to talk it out.
But you also have to understand, Bailey got the time. He cares about you. Otherwise, we wouldn't have this conversation.
That's also why I didn't want to have this on here just to attack you. I just wanted you to talk, and I wanted to understand what you've been so uptight about.
The only reason you're here, I'm guessing this is why, is because I was having an argument with Patrick on Twitter.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, don't say that, please.
I'm fairly certain it wasn't.
Well, then why did you message me as I was arguing Patrick?
It's probably just coincidence. All I know is that you've been talking about this for 2 weeks. It's been going for two, the entire Christmas break.
About a week.
The jolly season. I was just trying to enjoy some nice ham when I heard that my life was over now because I was going to get exposed on the internet.
You're gonna get fired.
Oh, that was another thing. Yeah, that was one of the phases. I was gonna get fired.
Wait, I said that was an extreme part.
No,
okay. I was just joking about this. But okay, I'm sorry.
Obviously, I don't want you to get fired. But
that was all part of. You had a thing where you said just wait. Wait, hold on. Let me get the base booters. Just wait until I get to the next phase. That was a common trend.
Did you know what that phase was? Obviously, I think we're a part of this phase now. Actually,
no.
We are a part of that phase.
What's that phase? Oh wait. Oh me respond.
No, that wasn't the phase. Can you stop drinking? Can you go away? I'm recording a podcast.
Tell him to stop breathing too. Tell him to stop breathing. So go ahead and just take away, just take away, Jacob. Take away all human rights. No breathing.
Oh, fine. I have to close my stupid door because my brother's stupid.
Only JK. Only JK.
Siblings?
I shared a room for like
just
8 years.
No, I haven't, thank God. But I have 3 brothers, so thank God.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, it wasn't being easy being a girl. Okay, back to the conversation.
Back to the conversation.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
I don't know. We were talking about the phases. You said you know what this phase is, and then I tried to guess, and it was wrong. That's where we were.
Right, but have you been sent my plan?
I read the headlines. Somebody sent it to me. I didn't read the plan on how you're going to do it. It was phase one was something, phase two was something, phase three was something, and then phase four was hopefully he gets fired. I think.
I never said hopefully. I never said hopefully. Oh, I said that was an extreme phase.
He said he gets fired.
Extreme phase, I said. I said that was an extreme phase. And also, I only sent that to 3 people.
It was probably one of those 3 people.
Also, I have to take place there. Lewis, I like you. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes I have to take a place. And there, I was laying in bed. And I was like, okay, I really like Bailey as a friend. Like, I got no issue with him. So I told him, like, hey, Bailey, maybe you should talk to him and send him the thing you sent to us. But he said he would talk to you or something like that.
And why didn't you talk to me?
We're talking now.
Maybe because he's busy.
No, but why didn't you talk to me when Sab told you to talk to me?
Because I was supposed to have 5 days off for vacation.
And to be honest, I believe I sent it to him on Christmas Day.
Yes, so I was supposed to have 5 days off. I ended up having to work the first 2 days. Wait, hold on.
Christmas Day, that's understandable.
5 days off. I ended up having to work the first 2 days. Then I was like, oh, yes, I finally have a day off. Day off, this all comes out. Second day off,
I'm sorry.
We were trying to do all of this stuff. The next 2 days, I also had to work. So I ended up turning my whole vacation into two semi-reasonable days where I just had to worry about this the whole time and just ignore everything I possibly could.
But you weren't really worrying about it, though. You didn't really miss
I wasn't.
Much.
It was just so obnoxious. Everybody was they were like, hey, watch out. He's planning this. And I was like, I promise you I'm not worried. And they're like, no, watch out. This is this. I was like, okay. You guys just keep it to yourself. I don't know. That summed up my 2 of my 5 days that I actually got off. And then Christmas. Right. Christmas was great.
But okay, fair enough.
New Year's evening is better, but let's wait for it.
Shout out to 2020, baby.
You mean 2021?
No. Well, I was.
Yeah, we don't like 2020. We don't.
Yeah,
like,
no, I was sarcastic about the 2020. Yeah.
We hate
2020. Rough day. Really rough. Anyways, I'm sorry for sending it to you on Christmas Day. I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
But I just had to get it off my chest.
That's fair. It seemed like a few people wanted to
that. If it was Christmas Day, I think that's reasonable. You didn't have to message me on Christmas Day. I understand that.
I also had messaged you a couple times, like, hey, let's just chill. It was just trying to dissolve the situation. And I was like, oh, no, he's just going on a rampage. And I was like, okay, I'll just.
Did you say that?
I didn't say that. No, I'm telling you my plan. I didn't say, hey man, let's just chill.
Oh, your plan.
Yes, my plan, my four-phase plan. My plan was literally, let's just try to dissolve this because I know that it's not really much. We can just talk it out. And then I tried to just talk it out. It didn't work. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to ignore it until we can just talk. Then here we are talking. It seems to be dissolving. Maybe you still have hateful feelings towards me. That's fine. I think I have a general understanding of where you're coming from. Feel like we made some progress. The audio quality is better than last time we did a podcast, so that's definitely a plus as well.
I'm not using my phone this time.
Perfect.
Well, I am. But my quality is really bad.
I had a Samsung last time, I think.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, you were filming underwater, or like you were like in a pool or something. That's what the audio sounded like. It sounded like I was 10 or 15 football fields away.
I was on my mom's bed.
Filming underwater. This would be really interesting.
Last time, because I couldn't find a spare room because it was 5 p.m. So there was no spare rooms except for my mom's room. So I just stole that room and just jumped on her bed.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will ask the most important question, which everybody cares about. Are you both friends again?
I am a little worried about letting you back in the community, but I mean, I've never really had like hatred towards you. I just didn't understand where you were coming from.
Okay. I don't hate you.
I never did. I did worry that you did, but I never have hated you.
I think there was a part of me where it's like, you know what, I wouldn't say I hate you, because hate is a strong word.
It is a strong word.
I would say I severely disliked
you. There you go. Here's what it felt like. It felt like I had a small...
The Grinch.
It felt like what? The Grinch? No, it felt like I've actually used this for Madison before. It felt like there was a gnat. That I was just like, maybe if I just...
That's her, Madison's bio on Twitter, yeah. I think.
Yeah, she's
it was iconic.
Part of that.
See, and that actually, that pulled Madison closer to the community, or Juniper. We'll say Juniper. Pulled Juniper closer to the community from then, it was like, oh, this is really obnoxious. It became like a whole clip of me like screaming in the mic. Then from there, we all became friends. It became like a fun thing. Everybody was like, this is... Remember that time? And I was like, yeah, I sure do.
What you said is Madison or Juniper is like a gnat, you know. You know that you keep trying to swat it away, but you just can't
keeps coming
get
back.
It.
That's what it. You just can't it's exactly it. What it yeah. felt like.
That's probably a fact.
So it wasn't like, dang, I hate Lewis. It was like, oh my gosh, can I just a little bit of a break?
I gave you a break. I gave a break from like posting
after I kept you would send something. I was like, oh my gosh, stop. So I delete it. I'd get another notification on Instagram. I delete it. I'd get another one because I don't like having the little notification badge. So the only way to do that is either read the message or delete it, which you also posted something on Twitter about how I had seen your message. That's why I started deleting them, because like, okay, he's gonna be like this. I'll just delete him and not even read.
No, that wasn't about you. I think that was Maitland.
Oh, well then I took it as me. Because you were going to say something about it, so I just went ahead and just removed the topic.
Okay, so to get to the most important point, you both are being friends. Bailey's community is great for 12 to 16-year-olds. I'm not sure if there's somebody older. If somebody's over 18, I'm sorry.
Sabrina's just out here for
Allison.
The people.
Allison, yeah. Daniela.
Allison, Daniela, Cheyenne. We got a...
Cheyenne.
I'm sorry, I'm not following your community.
And I don't...
I'm really sorry
I don't judge
that.
Anybody that doesn't. That's how we try to run
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, because you understand life gets busy, so that's a good point. Also, like I said, a fight should be between two people, except for the point... Okay, I have to say really loud in the microphone. Except for the point, if two people are dating, then it gets a little complicated. So please understand this part. If you're dating, it is what
it is. It's just defending is what that is. It's just like, hey, don't mess with him.
It is what it is.
So that's that. This ended up just being...
Saying...
Wait, what did you say?
Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, this just ended up being a... a life lesson. A fight is always between two people. There's no reason. Actually, multiple life lessons. Fight should be between two people. There's no reason other people should be involved, with the exception of your significant other, because you can't control them. They can do what they want. And if they want to defend you, then so be it. Also, you got to remember that things are on the internet forever. And that anybody...
Yeah, that's a great
point. It's not surprising that the information ended up getting to me. They're just because it's public. That's just how it be.
I mean, I still don't understand how it was aimed, how they knew it was aimed at you, but I guess.
Because people aren't stupid these days. I'm sorry.
And you can't deny that your hope was that people wouldn't know.
No, my hope, I don't even know what my hope was. It was the last.
Then you just hold it, you keep it to yourself. If you don't have any reason, just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yeah, like Bailey says, please, it's also if you're fighting with your teacher or your parents, please never put it out on the internet. Because everybody has an opinion.
Wait, can I just stop you there? Your teacher or your parents?
No. Here, let me explain. I know exactly what she's talking about. I know exactly what she's talking about. She's talking about how everything's public on the internet. You can't be like, dang, I really hate how Mrs. Jones' science class makes me have to something. Like... And then eventually the school finds out and they're like, hey, you're expelled.
Yeah, and everybody has a different opinion. And that person is going to add to something you've said and another person adds something else. And then the original thing to the thing which the person tells you is completely different. It's like 1 to 1,000,000 to the thing you actually said.
Yeah.
So that's also something I try to tell Madison. Please never put anything out on the internet. Like, I hate my parents. Also because I've lost my father many years ago, which is still very painful. And I just hate to read when people say, I hate my parents. Kids, these days.
It's just Juniper, isn't it? Like, as Bailey said, Juniper is like a gnat.
And yeah, we stand.
That's not just about hair. I'm just saying.
We stand gnats.
We stand gnats. As long as the gnats can understand that sometimes they gotta chill.
Understand? Understand.
Understand.
That was very funny. I'm proud of myself for that. That was funny.
I feel like this whole podcast was basically a movie. It had the intro, then it had a climax, then it had a resolution, and then it had the full, like, oh, wow, look at that. There is a... solution at the end. Everybody became just
still
happy.
Waiting for the plot twist.
The plot twist. Plot twist is Allison comes in here and starts screaming about. No, Brittany comes in, and starts screaming about Walmart, and like people at Walmart doing stuff.
I thought you were making a Jake Paul reference for some reason, but okay.
Interesting.
Hey Jake Paul, what's up?
Shout out to old OG Jake Paul.
We're having so much fun. We're just destroying. Our community
plates,
our social media accounts.
Logan Paul, can I just say, Logan Paul has made the. I think Logan Paul of any YouTuber has had the best 2020. Logan Paul has had the best.
I will back that, and people make fun of me for it. I think that Logan Paul is great. I didn't used to, but his new stuff is great.
Logan Paul is a very good. Logan Paul is a very good YouTuber. He makes really good songs as well. Have you seen
2020?
His latest one, 2020. That's actually really decent.
A good solid pop song. He also had another one that was a, what are they called? A diss track to Antonio Brown, the football player.
Oh, I think that's the best one he's made.
A whole lot of money going. Just a whole lot of bangers.
I still listen to that sometimes. I still like. That's a good.
I listened to it yesterday. I like that. There, I said it.
Yeah, I don't know Antonio Brown. I never heard of Antonio Brown until. Like 10 months ago when that came out, but
controversial football player, American football player. That's all.
I guess, judging by the song.
I feel like I want to be part of this conversation, but my only opinion is, well, he used to be cute, but I don't like him now.
Logan Paul?
Logan
no,
Paul.
He's.
His attitude, like when he was in China, Japan.
Yeah.
And okay, then no, I was like, Japan. Okay, and then I stopped
following. Wait, from Japan you thought that he was... Oh. I thought you were saying that it's... Specifically the Japan vlog, he was really cute. And I was like, might want to keep that one to yourself.
No.
No, I love when he laughed at a dead body. That was really cute.
Shout out to that. And then somehow he came back from it.
No, don't shout that out. Don't shout that out.
I'm shouting it out. And didn't understand. Yeah. That was because before then, I was
when
like...
that happened, I was like, okay, bye.
Yeah, before that, I was like, dang, Logan Paul's just annoying. And then he did that, and I was like, oh my gosh, he might be the worst creator that's ever lived.
He's annoying and stupid.
No. Gotta watch his new stuff. Get some insight.
Can I just say...
I think KSI knocked some sense into him with those punches.
KSI knocked some sense into him.
KSI be flailing though.
That's what happened.
Anyway, we're not here to talk.
Yeah,
I gotta go. Somebody just texted me that we need to get on the phone, so this ended up working out perfectly. Okay.